We have a very special welcome this morning for Pete and Helen Davies. You'd like to stand up? Yeah. Come over here, do a dance. Do you remember that Mr. and Mrs. program with Derek Beatty? You don't know, no. Okay, we haven't got time for that, unfortunately. you would have got, hopefully you would have got a letter or communication over the summer to say that after a fair bit of process from the leadership team over the last 18 months or so, Pete and Helen are coming to join Marlow. This is their first Sunday Marlow, and that's it now. They're here. They're not going back. Amen. They've now joined the Marlow leadership team with a view to taking over the leadership of the congregation in the new year. Okay, yay. Come on, yeah. So, this is tremendously important stuff. So, we thought that this morning we'd just get a bit of an introduction to Pete and Helen in this setting and just find out a few things about their journey and how they've got to this place and how they see God blessing us. And also to get to know them a bit better as well, because I think that's sort of important, isn't it? So things like what's your favourite movie?
Blade Runner.
Which cut? Not the director's cut.
No. My favourite movie, You've Got Mail.
Okay, very very important in this congregation, football team. Although the accent probably gives it away. But it's not Villa or West Bromwich Albion, is it? I've had to stand back.
It's the premier second city team, Birmingham City.
Very good point yesterday. you've got family, haven't you?
Yes, we have. Yeah, we've got two girls. Joss is away at Birmingham University, kind of back to her roots. And Katie's at Henley College. She's 17, Joss is 20.
Yeah. And you don't have to answer this, but what would be your... What would be your most embarrassing family moment? Yeah. Come on. Or funny thing. Or individually then. Go on. Do a personal. What's your biggest howler? Go on.
When I was a teenager, I had my first girlfriend when I was about 14 or something. And I was around at her house, and her father asked me how old he thought I thought he was. And I thought he was about the same age as my dad, who was 50. So I said so, and it turns out he was about 35. So do be careful of assuming people's ages.
Yeah, I did almost the same thing, actually. This Spanish guy once on holiday said, I was about 16, said, how old do you think I am? And I said, about 35, and I think he was about 24. So, no.
Okay, so moving on to the more serious stuff. Just very quickly, what's your perfect evening? Switching off, guys. You know, your sort of hard days. Get home. What's the thing that you most like to do?
I think sit down in front of the telly with a bottle of wine and watch something that's light-hearted. Helen would say a romantic film, I'd think, but. Shaun of the Dead or CSI or something like that. Whatever.
Yeah, it was romantic. I thought Shaun of the Dead was romantic, didn't you? He saved his girlfriend in the end. Yeah.
That's why I haven't seen it.
So you haven't? Oh, no. All right.
Helen, is it? Yeah?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, sit down and just slob out, really, I suppose. Yeah.
We're quite good at not talking to each other.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we don't. We're not one of these kind of intense couples that chat to each other all the time. We're kind of very happy to sit there in absolute silence all evening.
So you can get there. You can expect to be invited around to watch a film and not say very much. A sort of a quiet ministry. Okay, so even more important then, you've been in Maidenhead for a fair few years. Pete, you've been in business, and Helen, you've been running those things like news groups and over the time. So so how did you sort of get to be here? What was God saying to you? Tell us about your journey to actually get to be in this position where you're wanting to take over the leadership of the Mala congregation.
I think probably for me, or for both of us really, but I'd been at work for many years and was getting rather fed up of it and looking for a change. And in April last year, 2006, Chris prophesied over me that God was taking things out of my hands, that he was putting things in place. And I didn't have to do anything, basically, because it would be done. And in August last year, I was told that I could take redundancy and take early retirement, which was just such great news for us because we knew we wanted to have a change. But we didn't know at that time really what it was going to lead to. You know, this the idea of coming here today was something that was completely out of our minds. But in the following months, I think, a number of things happened. We had a number of other words from people. I got some quite strong words about leadership, which I didn't know where they were taking me. And also the Clemics, when they came, we had a fabulous time with them. There was God did some significant things with us, so, and with me particularly, I think. So, yeah, it's been a process, really, over the last sort of 18 months or so, but that's how we came to be here.
Yeah, we hadn't thought about congregational leadership, I think. I did RadNet last year, which is a course that it's sort of a discipleship come leadership course that Ichthus Fellowship do, you know, Chris and Chris's mum and dad. And, I mean, it was great. I really, really enjoyed it. And I had a lot of words in that about being, about shepherding and pastoral stuff. And I was thinking, oh, I like Bible study. I don't know whether I want, I'm into this shepherding thing. But it all just kind of came together in the end. And it was only the beginning of July that Chris actually asked us if we'd be up for doing this. And it was like, oh, wow, yeah, we've never thought of ever doing that. So it's a surprise to us as well, but a good one.
Okay, I'll just put you on the spot here. What are your first impressions of us lot then?
Absolutely wonderful. I couldn't possibly say. First impression.
He's got two more days and it changes.
Yeah. We've just been made very welcome. Everybody's been so positive. Yeah. Perhaps more positive than we've been ourselves up until now, but it's been great to be encouraged. And just being at the meeting today, we felt as though we've been welcomed. That's good. So thank you.
Yeah, what a tanned and healthy-looking lot you all are as well. You've all been on your holidays, obviously.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that was brilliant, yeah? Just as a first introduction. We do have a congregational meeting 4th October. Is that Thursday? Thursday evening. So Thursday the 4th of October, when Pete and Helen will be, I trust, send a fair bit more and probably explain a little bit more about what they see and what their hopes are. And that with the team together. But we just thought it would be a great first opportunity to really say a big hello. So let's pray for them. Come on, church. Let's get up. Maybe, I tell you what, guys, why don't you just sort of come into this sort of air over here? This is a bit more sort of in the congregation. Yeah, move along in the middle there a bit. And if we could get round them, church, as best we can. Don't mind mess. And let's pray prayers of blessing and welcome. This is about welcoming them at the minute and saying hello and be blessed amongst us. And we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
May they keep on looking to Jesus. And we just thank you so much for them in Jesus' name. Bless their family, Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We thank you, Father, they're such a caliber couple. We thank you that you bless the people that are experienced, mature leaders who have walked a path of humility and of righteousness, and are people that we can really look up to and respect. And that means a lot. We thank you for what you've done with the girls and for all you're doing in their lives. And we pray blessing upon the girls today. We pray for a massive spiritual breakthrough with both the girls, that they will just be so sold out for Jesus. And we pray, Father, that will be their present from you for them taking this responsibility. It will be to see those girls even rocket more for Jesus and to love you even more and to walk more closely with you. because we know that's the desire of their hearts as parents. So bless this family. We pray for their finances. Okay, we know at one level that's not an issue, but we do pray for that. We pray for protection of health, and we bind Satan from attacking them now in Jesus' name. And we just set a cloak over them, and we choose to guard their backs. We choose to speak well of them. We choose to honour them and to listen, to advise and to care. We choose to do those things in Jesus' name.
Father, I want to thank you that Pete and Helen are actually an answer to prayer. And Lord, you do that so well. And we thank you that this is just not an average answer to prayer. This is a fantastic answer to prayer. And Father, I want to thank you for every experience that has brought them to this point, everything that has moulded them and shaped them and formed them up to this point. And Father, I pray that we would all be the beneficiaries of all their experiences that they've had. But Father, I pray for new experiences too from this point on. In this role that you've called them to, may there be incredible fruitfulness. I pray in your name, Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus, I believe that leadership is not always an easy thing. And I pray for wisdom, an outpouring of wisdom, and the fruit of righteousness and truth, determination and courage. Courage to speak when they need to speak, to bring righteousness. Lord, gift them with their leadership. Gift them, pour out your spirit in a wonderful way. Yeah, we just want to see that wisdom, Lord. And it's the daughter of knowledge. So, Father, just provide them with all they need. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, Father, so much we could pray, but Lord, above all, we just do pray your blessing. Your blessing and anointing on them, Lord. Just that they would know that you're with them. Know that in every way has already been prayed, Lord, in health, in finances, just that sense, that shalom sense of well-being in every area of their lives. And Father, we welcome them. It's great to have them. In Jesus' name.
Father, as a congregation, Lord, we just long to keep going on with you, Lord, and going fast and far with you as a team together, Father. And we pray that for Pete and Helen and for every one of us here and each person not here today, Father, we just want to say that we welcome this next stage that's opening up to us all. And Father, we pray for unity and speed and love as we push on together towards that goal that you lay before us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Be blessed, be welcomed. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Just as people go back to their chairs, can I really encourage you to make that 4th of October meeting a priority? And it would be really good, obviously, you know, not all of you will have known we were welcoming and praying for Pete and Helen this morning, and we kind of did want to definitely do it in two stages. Welcome them here on their first Sunday, but on that Thursday, it would be great to pray for them again. And can I just encourage everyone to just be seeking God between now and then and see if there's anything that God would want to say to them. It'd be just brilliant to give gifts of the word of God, of prophecy, to them on that 4th of October meeting to really bless them and kickstart things.